Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes, still, and he's still, Augie, the show producer and genuine, mastermind behind it all. I just sit here, I'm just a meat puppet, I'm just a good-looking bit of talent. So they say. Now, where would we start this week? Well, Davos was a big disappointment for the Narco Fuhrer, the little green goblin. Things didn't go too well. First, he wasn't invited. Then he kind of gatecrashed the party. He made a speech where he kicked the Europeans in the ass. And something else he did in his desperation was compare the Belarusian leader's dog, his little spitz, to a Belarusian citizen. That's not going to go down too well, Mr. Z. Suggesting that the dog had more rights than the people in Belarus. Yeah, that's the level of desperation we're at right now. Right, Augie? Run the video.
So far, Lukashenko's white spitz has been granted more rights than the people of Belarus, unfortunately.
Now, you may ask yourself, surprise, surprise, what do the Ukrainian people, the ordinary people out on the street, think of the Narco-Fuhrer? He's very popular. According to polling authorities, his friend owns and runs it. Yeah, don't tell anybody. According to the polls, Mr. Zelensky is way over 50% in popularity. Everybody loves him.
Nope.
But if you go out on the street and ask, as somebody did when it was the Narco Fuhrer's birthday, what birthday greetings would they like to give him? It's a little bit different, Rogs. Quite different, actually. Let's have a listen to what the people of Ukraine would like to give their Narco Fuhrer, the little green goblin, the unelected one, for his birthday. It ain't pretty. I swear to you. Run the video, Augie.
January 25th is the president of Ukraine's birthday. Let's ask Kyiv residents how they would congratulate and what they would give Zelensky as a gift.
A versatile travel suit.
A private plot at the crematorium. And if possible, while he's still alive.
Perhaps, maybe a little bit of a selection of some decent high-quality booze.
So that he can finish his term.
Maybe nothing at all. I mean, for what, at the moment?
Girl, beep, beep, beep. Just one greeting.
Headache pills.
Lipstick.
A little more empathy for people. He looks warm, but we're all freezing, and he would just keep on fighting and fighting. A little empathy, a little bit of being human.
I don't really want to wish him anything good. This, all those people, the ones in medicine now, and he's connected with them, so I don't want to wish anything good.
It's hard to find the words for what I'd wish him. Nothing good.
I'd make a presentation out of his campaign promises and so on and so forth. Maybe put him somewhere or get rid of him.
Well, basically, you need something to keep warm.
I'd give him Machiavelli's The Prince, Hobbes' Leviathan, and, Jean-Jacques Rousseau.
Two flowers.
Candy's Evening Kyiv.
So that he would go somewhere in the district and perform a dance, instead of serving as the president.
I would wish for him to be kicked out as soon as possible.
As if that wasn't bad enough, right? In Davos, Mr. Z also decided to, let's say, put the boot in to his European friends. Now remember, when the Americans gracefully sort of reversed out of Ukraine, somebody stepped in, and that was the Ukro fanatics, the Ukro Reich. They said, we will never stop supporting Mr. Zelensky, ever, in our whole lives, 1,000 years. 1,000-year Reich worked out great for you last time. And European leaders are even now, Rogi, they're actually saying, enough is enough. Let's have a listen to Mr. Salvini, who's the Deputy Prime Minister of Italy, no less, talking about Mr. Zelensky's lack of gratitude. And he seems pretty angry. The Italian, he says to him, why don't you stop the f***ing war? Give it a break, my friend. Give it up. You embarrass yourself. This is really, really something. Remember, the Deputy Prime Minister of Italy. It's a big country, very influential. Let's have a listen. Run it, Augie.
We all heard President Zelensky, who, after receiving all of that money, after all of those efforts, and after all of the aid, still somehow has the absolute nerve to stand there and complain. My dear friend, you are clearly losing this war. You are losing your men. You are losing all your credibility, and your dignity is at stake. I urge you to sign the peace agreement as soon as possible. Please sign the peace agreement as soon as possible. You must now make a choice between a humiliating defeat or a total national disaster.
So, as Mr. Salvini lays it out for Zelensky, you know, the walls are closing in on him right now. You know, peace means trouble for him, means an election, which he will lose, means facing the judges for all the money that's been stolen. And it's not just European political leaders that have had enough, it seems, of Mr. Z. It seems that ordinary... Careful, Augie. Now, ordinary Ukrainians and... Poles, their neighbours. Now, remember, like there must be nearly a million, if not more, Ukrainians now in Poland. Ordinary Polish people as well have had enough of, you know, Zelensky's crime syndicate and the tidal wave of refugees, yeah, in the Lamborghinis, who have arrived in Poland. And the city of Warsaw, for example, has seen probably 500,000 young men flushing into the capital since Mr. Zelensky opened the gates and allowed people up to 23 to leave. Now, here's a very interesting interaction. It kind of demonstrates, you know, woke Europe, how very multicultural Europe is, let's say, Augie, right? And here we have a local Polish man, Augie. A local Polish man making his feelings very clear about the Ukrainian invasion. I'll let you decide. Yeah. Run it, Uggs.
This is Poland, not Ukraine. I am Polish. You are Ukrainian.
It's all.
Yes, I'm Poland. The new Poland.
I mean, he spoke some Polish in the beginning of the video, but then clearly seeing that Ukrainians don't understand it, switched to the language of their overlords.
And it's kind of like Europe is becoming everything it said it wants to protect, particularly in Ukraine: freedom, democracy, liberty, you know, a free media, free press. Are you trying to be funny? Look at Ukraine. Everything is banned. The opposition, the church is banned. People are being held in this police state concentration camp. And elsewhere in Europe, the crackdown is continuing as well. Now, remember, not so long ago, I was bundled off a plane in Romania for telling people the truth about what was happening in the stolen election there. Yeah, six armed cops, poor old Chabos, yeah, Moscow Mules, yeah, yeah. They said, where's this very smart Irish guy who runs that brilliant show, Moscow Mules? Can you stand up, please? Yeah, of course, I did. But elsewhere in Europe, it's going from bad to worse, I suppose. Let's have a look at these protesters, farmers. I think they may be Hungarian. They've created a coffin, the coffin of Europe. On top of the idiocy of the Ukrainian war and the billions and billions that have been funneled into this golden toilet, they've decided to sign a deal called the Mercosur deal. Now, the Mercosur deal basically allows cheap South American beef, oatmeal, lots of other commodities to flush into Europe, a hard-pressed Europe, and be sold much cheaper than the homegrown stuff. It's never a good idea. No farmers, no food. Wakey, wakey, Europe. Run it, Augie.
Here lies Europe's coffin. We don't want to send any more money to Ukraine. We've had enough of Ukraine, enough of the war. We need to help the farmers, those who want to work honestly, not those who flush away billions of euros on golden toilets. What do you think?
Now, you may say to yourselves, right, Augie, you may say that these European leaders, at least European leaders, are honest and fair and never lie. They always tell the truth. They're always on the ball when it comes to keeping their citizens completely in the loop about what's really going on in the world. Yeah, let's take Mr. Stubb of Finland. Yes, a very active Ukrainiac, a man who's very anti-Russian, whose country has recently joined NATO after avoiding it for long enough and no troubles with the Russians, but joins NATO to kind of keep his globalist friends happy. No vote, by the way, by the Finnish people. They weren't asked. No, we're just going to shut down all the towns, villages, the crossings, all the inter-country trade, which had been very lucrative for the Finns and Russians. Let's just close it all down. Let them all starve. We don't give, because this is all about globalism and keeping our friends in NATO happy. Mr. Stubb, a very reliable man, right? Correct, Doggy? This is a man that you can trust 100%, but only within an 11-minute window, because after he says something, 11 minutes later, he's liable to completely deny saying it at all. I shit you not. Yeah? Don't believe me? Another video, Augie.
First is a direct answer to the question of this panel, can Europe defend itself? My answer is unequivocally yes.
Without the Americans?
Without the Americans, I mean...
How?
Well, look...
But you're relying on them for these key elements. You've said earlier that Europe can defend itself without the Americans. If it comes down...
Not exact. My exit, that's not a quote.
More or less. More or less. We'll go back to the transcript.
Let's stick to the left in this one.
More or less. More or less.
I love journalists.
Stoop against this.
But if it comes...
As you can see, an honest bunch. Always out, right, Augie, do a good week's work. Just like our friend Mr. Macron. Yes, the man with the shades, the man who wowed Davos with his fashion moves, mysteriously talking to the crowds with his shades on. Iliad, put some shades on me, right? Make me look like a... Now, people have been asking, there's been a lot of debate online as to how Mr. Macron suffered the injury. Now, you remember we reported on how his wife, Brigitte, had inflicted something of a, let's say, his mark, on him. And there's a lot of debate about how he suffered the injury that he was carrying in Davos. Now, Augie, right, you've dug out an absolutely conclusive piece of proof about how it all went down just prior to Davos, right? Not really. This is our little AI spot. Of course, every week we're going to give you a little bit of AI. Some of it's very entertaining. Some of it's bore the shit out of you. This one we liked. Runa Augie. Now, you may imagine that Microlian's friends and allies, like the Starmer Fuhrer, would be rolling up to defend him and say, no, it was a medical emergency. He had to wear the old aviators like Joe Biden after snorting too much crack. Stole from Hunter. But no, they didn't. Even the Starmer Fuhrer, who's now busily scurrying around on his knees in China. Isn't it funny how all these European leaders who despise China were warning us about China's nefarious influence? It's incredible how now they all are literally queuing up to get into China, to do deals with China. Mr. Carney, Mr. Starmer Fuhrer. Yeah, very interesting. Maybe it's all Mr. Trump's appetite for Greenland ice cake. Yeah, we'll have a look at that later. Let's have a look at the Starmer Fuhrer basically ripping the piss out of Macron. Now, what you will notice is that Starmer is such a plank, such a cringeable bore and halfwit that none of this is really funny. But it is a bit of schadenfreude to see the spiders start to eat each other in the jar. Run Uggs. So, as the Europeans basically eat each other alive, you know, they're good at talking to each other. Remember the coalition of the willing, coalition of the retarded, the coalition of the willing to destroy their own economies. Europe is losing, you know, 10% of its chemical production, capacity since 2022. Germany's unemployment rate is now higher than it's been in years. It's all fallen apart for them, but still, only one way forward, more escalation, more weapons for the narco Fuhrer. They don't seem to know or give a shit what's going on. But over in the States, it seems that the storm over Greenland has passed for now. Watch this space. You never know with the Big Don. They still have a bit of humor, at least. Let's have a look at the Republicans basically eating chunks of Greenland. It's not a metaphor. Maybe it is a metaphor. Let's have a look. We like this one. We think it's a funny cake. No, it's terrible. Run it, Augie.
Is this like prom?
Beautiful. American flag.
All right.
All right, here we go.
South Greenland. We're good, there we go.
Jorgen is from Greenland. We met him at international events.
and we will be there for all the free people in the world.
Thank you.
I think the South is easier to take.
Now, here on the Moscow Mules, we like to have all sorts visiting us on the show, watching us, following us, making their comments. Now, you wouldn't be alone for thinking that all of these events, the supposed invasion of Greenland, the annexation of Canada, everything that's happening, the potential attack on Iran even, maybe it's all happening because a certain somebody doesn't want files about a certain somebody being revealed to you, to us, to the world. Maybe, you know, who knows? We really just don't know what's going on with it all. Mr. E, because we're not really going to mention the E word, the E Stein thing word, because, you know, you're not allowed to do it anymore. Really? Yeah. Since TikTok, for example, became American, if you type the E Stein thing into it, check out what happens. Now, we didn't make this up. This is not AI. This is the real deal. This is the land of the free, home of the brave, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Let's have a look at the video. Very interesting stuff. Right, Augie? Run it. Now, speaking, Augie, about what's going on in Iran, you'd also be forgiven for thinking that all of this completely spontaneous protest in Iran, completely spontaneous, just like in 1953, the protests we were told were completely spontaneous against Mohammad Mossadi, the democratically elected leader of Iran. Now, he came to power because he dared to suggest that the Iranian people, under a more liberal socialist government, might nationalize the oil assets of British Petroleum, yeah, and American oil companies, yeah. And of course, within a year, Mr. Mossadi found himself on trial, accused of being a paedophile, mobs on the streets. The people got very unhappy all of a sudden because the Western oil interests were threatened. Yeah, check it out. Yeah, I'm not making this stuff up. But now, the regime that's been put in place because of the Shah, who was put in place after Mossadi was dispatched for wanting to nationalize the oil, lost the plot, basically, and started clamping down on his people too much. There was a revolution in 1979. Correct me if I'm wrong. And we have the current Iranian government, who are under huge pressure from, of course, just completely organic, intrinsic people. There's no Mossad there, no CIA, no MI6. Absolutely not. It's all completely organic. Right, Augie? Yeah, right. Now, one particular protester saw something interesting on Israeli TV while she was watching it. She noted that she herself was dead. Yeah, as you do, while watching TV. Remarkable stuff. So you can trust everything that the Western media is telling you right now about Iran. Absolutely everything. Run it, Augie.
Listen, I'm not joking. This is something I never thought would happen to me in my life, okay? I'm not... Hey. I was just wondering what's up with you today. How mean? What's going on? I'm in my house, okay? I need to go to a workout in half an hour, guys. What's going on?
Well, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. As per usual, we've really enjoyed making it, and we hope you've enjoyed watching it. This week, as we made the show, we were kind of discussing this pseudo-reality that is being peddled out, particularly about Ukraine, particularly about Greenland, that now that the problems are solved there, where do the cameras turn to? Well, of course, they're going to turn to Iran. It seems there needs to be a perpetual bogeyman or bad guy in the media's washing machine to trot out these "they're coming to get you" kind of threats. Yeah, is it a new thing? We don't think so. Are we going to be here next week to tell you what happened, if it happens at all? I'm sure there'll be somebody else they'll pick on, maybe Mr. Lukashenko's little doggy. Until then, same time, same place here in the Moscow Mules. We'll be waiting for you, keeping your seats warm. So from Augie and I, good night, God bless, and mind yourselves.